day 85 of war in Ukraine. Russia says that more than 900 Ukrainian fighters from steelworks in the almost destroyed southern city of Mariupol have been taken to a former prison colony in a Russian-controlled part of Donetsk. Ukraine hasn't publicly commented on their fate. A pro-Russian separatist leader says more than 1,000 soldiers are still trapped in the plant. Elsewhere, the trial of a Russian soldier for shooting a man dead in Sumy in March has started in Kyiv. William Alberg is Director of Strategy, Technology and Arms Control at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He's also a former Director of Arms Control, Disarmament and Non-Proliferation at NATO. William Alberg, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
Or this afternoon, excuse me. Yes. What's your read of what's happening in Mariupol?
Well, it's the sad end of an incredibly brave defense by the Ukrainian army of a facility that has symbolic importance, but ultimately became a political issue for the Russians to be able to reduce and force a surrender. They finally done it, but it took them more than 80 days. It's truly an extraordinary defense, and it'll be demoralizing for the Ukrainians, but ultimately they had the city anyway. This was much more driven by image than it was by military necessity.
And is it credible, do you believe, that Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered?
I think it is, yes. I think we're seeing imagery. I've just read from the International Committee of the Red Cross, they're registering wounded and non-injured Ukrainian soldiers, so it would appear that they did surrender. I mean, it's a desperate situation after all. If we're in there for so long without food or water or resupply, I don't know how they lasted so long. It's truly extraordinary.
What do you think will happen to them now?
Well, I mean, I'm heartened a bit that the ICRC, the International Committee of the Red Cross, is registering them. I hope the ICRC is given access to all the soldiers, and they should be afforded all protections under the Geneva Convention. We're talking about uniformed soldiers in a regular military, and therefore they are protected under the Geneva Conventions. So I hope Russia chooses to follow this particular set of international law, despite violating so many others.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's reported use of laser weapons in its invasion of his country is a sign of their failure. What are laser weapons, and why would he say that?
So Russia developed a weapon and announced it back in March 2018 called a Perisvet, and it's designed to blind satellites and to try to disrupt the seeker, the visual seeker on a missile. And it's designed, it's a very, very large system. It's a huge energy drain. The ability to fire a laser and have an effect over a long distance takes a lot of energy. But the thought is that these things were designed to protect Russia's nuclear missiles from potential targeting or imaging by satellites. So the idea that they've now got something in the field that is trying to disrupt drones with a very concentrated laser beam over distance is a remarkable development, and I'm taking it with a bit of a grain of salt.
Why do you say it's a remarkable development?
Well, I mean, this has been something that the US, China, Russia, even the Soviet Union has been pursuing for a long time to try to solve the problem of transmitting energy over really long distance. You know, what we think of as a laser in the movies is incredibly difficult to do in real life and requires energy like you couldn't believe in order to have an effect at distance. And again, that's why I think they're possibly overselling the capabilities here. I doubt that this looks anything like you would imagine it. This is probably a very, very, very large truck that just takes tremendous amounts of energy to have an effect on a drone that they could just as easily shoot down with an anti-aircraft missile.
Overall, where do you think this war is going now?
We're at a really interesting phase. So we're watching in the East very, very carefully Russia's attempts to take more territory. It looks like they may be moving towards a stalemate. We're not really sure because they are trying to throw everything they have into capturing as much territory as possible. But the Ukrainians have been incredibly successful integrating Western military equipment and fighting the Russians back. So, you know, either they're going to have to declare where they are and start looking for a ceasefire, that's the Russians, or the Ukrainians will continue to try to defeat these feints, these pushes, and push the Russians to a total point of exhaustion where they can push them off Ukrainian territory.
William Albert, Director of Strategy, Technology and Arms Control at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. We'll hear from Temple Moore, the High Court in London, and more after this break.